بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على النبي الأمي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. Allah Azza wa Jal says in verse number 18 of chapter 67, Suratul Mulk, Surah Tabarakal Ladhi Biyadihil Mulk. We turn to verse number 18. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ كَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَكَيْفَ كَانَ نَكِيرٌ. How is it? And of course, those before them also rejected the truth. وَلَقَدْ And of course, definitely, كَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ Those before them rejected. فَكَيْفَ كَانَ نَكِيرٌ So how was my warning? How was my censure? In this verse here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remember the previous verse we said, فَسَتَعْلَمُونَ كَيْفَ نَذِيرٌ Allah azza wa jal says, so soon they will come to know how is my warning. So this is the adab, the warning of Allah azza wa jal. And here, وَلَقَدْ كَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ And indeed, definitely, those who came before them also rejected. أي وَلَقَدْ كَذَّبَ كُفَّارُ الْأُمَمِ السَّابِقَةِ رُسُولَهُمْ The previous nations, the kuffar of the previous nations, they also rejected their Rasul messengers. كَقَوْمِ نُوحٍ وَعَادٍ وَثَمُودٍ وَأَمْثَالِهِمْ Just as Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salam's nation, Ad, Thamud, and their likes. So this is tasalli. This is solace for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that do not be affected when these kuffar, they reject you. Because many have come before who rejected their prophets. So this automatically, sometimes when you hear something, it happened in the past, it makes it easier for you. Allah azza wa jal says, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ السِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ Fasting has been prescribed upon you just the way it was prescribed upon those who came before you. Oh, they did it. So it becomes a little bit easier for you to do and practice with happiness. This is ultimate. Just now we were reading Hazrat Ji Mulana Masihullah Rahmatullah Alayhi's ta'aleem, the crux of his ta'aleem. One mention was to always be happy with the decree of Allah. Do not show any hostility, hatred, or displeasure towards the decree of Allah. Doesn't mean everything is going to be beautiful and going smooth. A soft life, they call it. No. You'll have difficulties. But at that point, just say, Ya Allah, I'm too weak to understand this. Make it easy for me to. Let me respond in the correct manner. So this is important. وَلَقَدْ كَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ Surely and surely, those who came before also belied, rejected. Who did they reject? In the verse it's not mentioned. But a rusulahum, they rejected their prophets. So solace, we said, فَكَيْفَ كَانَ نَكِيرٌ So how was it when you chose to reject? When the adab is, when you are facing the adab now, how do you respond then? فَكَيْفَ كَانَ نَكِيرٌ If you see Allama Busayri Rahimullah, he uses فَكَيْفَ تُنْكِرُ فَكَيْفَ تُنْكِرُ حُبًّا بَعْدَمَا شَهِدَتْ. How do you reject love? فَكَيْفَ تُنْكِرُ حُبًّا بَعْدَمَا شَهِدَتْ بِهِ عَلَيْكَ أُدُولُ الدَّمْعِ وَالسَّقَمِ. How do you reject love when there is two just witnesses upon you? I just want to highlight to you this here. فَكَيْفَ تُنْكِرُ. Fa is being used, kaifa is being used, tunkiru is being used. So this words, fa, and there it is mentioned, Mufti Ridaul Haqsab explaining it says, that fa is for fasiha. When this is the case, how do you still do this then? All the proofs are there. And kaifa comes for many meanings. Surprise, for shock. Ta'ajjub, for tawbikh, that is to reprimand. Allah Azza wa Jal says in Ma lakum kayfa tahkumun, how do you, what's wrong with you? How do you decide? How do you pass a judgment in this manner? So all of this we understand and we know. For kayfa kana nakir. Nakir. So how was my censure? Moving on to verse number 19, Allah Azza wa Jal says, turns the direction of this discussion. They reject Allah Azza wa Jal, but there's such clear-cut signs. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى الطَّيْرِ فَوْقَهُمْ صَافَّاتٍ وَيَقْبِضْنَ مَا يُمْسِكُهُنَّ إِلَّا الرَّحْمَنُ إِنَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ بَصِيرٌ. Have they not looked towards the birds above them spreading their wings? And at times they fold them in, they spread their wings, they fold them in. You think it's just a bird who created himself and is moving about like this? No. مَا يُمْسِكُهُنَّ إِلَّا الرَّحْمَنِ. No one holds them up except Ar-Rahman, the most merciful. إِنَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ بَصِيرٌ. Surely he is watchful over everything. That bird... Sometimes we say we have to go Kruger National Park to see the great, great creation of Allah. But here on a daily basis, when you're exiting the home, you're entering the home, look outside and recite this verse. And then you will be practicing on tafakkur. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى الطَّيْرِ. Have they not seen the birds? Have they not seen the birds? فَوْقَهُمْ, above them. صَافَاتٍ وَيَقْبِضْ. They open their wings, they spread their wings, and they close it, and at times they fold it in. When that bird, Allah has decided that now the decree has come, that this bird's lifespan has come to an end, that bird will fall into the water, will fall into wherever it has to fall. I say water because once we saw this bird was just... It died on the creepy crawly. So its head was in the water, and in that state it died. We were wondering what happened here. Is a bird drinking water or what? So we didn't give it. We thought it's alive drinking, because that's how it died, in that exact. Afterwards, we saw its one position, not moving. Then we realized this bird has died. So we took it and we buried the bird, teaching the children that, look, this is how you bury. Especially girls, they don't witness it. So see how, what happens. This is exactly what is going to happen to you. Habil and Qabil's incident. Qabil was Qatil, the killer, the murderer of his brother Habil. Habil, humble. So Allah Azawajal had to teach Qabil, you committed this crime, now this is how you will bury your brother that you had murdered with your own hands. So he planned, you see, that's what they say. The rogue regime, apartheid Israel, they haven't thought about the day after. They call it the day after. What happens after now you killed so many children, so many women? There's no plan going forward. So what's their plan? Their plan is to carry on with this genocide for as long as possible. We say over 276 days. Do you know that the Russian-Ukraine war is going on for over 850 days? Much more. And it's still continuing. And you will see the media outlets, they always make their beloveds, the ones whom they are sponsoring, look like they are the victims. But that's what they're good at, stirring up. So we don't say Russia is all that innocent as such. We don't take a side there, but I'm just pointing out to you that wars, how long it can go on for. But this is a pure genocide, and there is a group that is trying to defend the Mubarak lands, Gaza and its surroundings, Palestine and its surroundings, Masjid al-Aqsa and its surroundings, الَّذِي بَارَكْنَا حَوْلَهُ, that which we have blessed its precincts. We have blessed its precincts. So Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed it. So look, go outside and look at these birds. You will find different species of birds. Some birds fly for how many kilometers? And you just wonder. You are surprised. 1,000 kilometers for so many hours. They will just move on and on and on. You know the incident. Who was it? Abraha and his team. They came in with the elephants. Allah Azza wa Jal sent birds with pebbles. A soft creation. A soft creation. With pebbles to destroy this so-called major super power, you could say, of that time. They considered themselves to be superpowers. And these were Abraha and his team. This year is just, it's just small pebbles. أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِأَصْحَابِ الْفِيلِ أَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ كَيْدَهُمْ فِي تَضْلِيلٍ وَأَرْسَلَ عَلَيْهِمْ طَيْرًا أَبَابِيلَ تَرْمِيهِمْ بِحِجَارَةٍ. So there before. وَأَرْسَلَ عَلَيْهِمْ طَيْرًا أَبَابِيلَ وَتَرْمِيهِمْ بِحِجَارَةٍ مِّن سِجِّيلٍ. So in this, Allah Azza wa Jalla is showing you that these birds, they have great, great power when Allah Azza wa Jal chooses it to be. People would enter paradise. يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ أَقْوَامٌ أَفْئِدَتُهُمْ مِثْلُ أَفْئِدَةِ الطَّيْرِ. People will enter Jannah. Nations will enter into Jannah. What's their hearts like? أَفْئِدَتُهُمْ مِثْلُ أَفْئِدَةِ الطَّيْرِ. Is similar. Their hearts would be like those of the hearts of birds. This is mentioned. Paradise. You want it. Make your heart soft like that of a bird. So birds are soft in nature. But when Allah Azza wa Jal chooses that this soft, small creation with small pebbles will go and destroy an army willing and dedicated to destroy Allah Azza wa Jal's house. We don't need to send major, major armies. We just send birds with stones there. 20-30 vision all this taking away people's hearts, spirituality, and that inclination towards the Kaaba al-Musharrafa, taking it away, it's not difficult for Allah Azza wa Jal just to send some birds to destroy this nation, who is willing to take out all that is there in Masjid al-Haram. So, in this verse we understand Allah Azza wa Jal's might, Allah Azza wa Jal's power. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى الطَّيْرِ فَوْقَهُمْ صَافَّاتٍ وَيَقْبِضْنَ مَا يُمْسِكُهُنَّ إِلَّا الرَّحْمَنُ إِنَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ بَصِيرٌ. In this verse here, at the end of the verse, this is something that we know. So we must utilize every letter, every word of it. You want to commit sin today? Read this, إِنَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ بَصِيرٌ. Allah Azza wa Jal is ever watchful over everything. Over everything, He's watching me. I'm worried about those cameras. What about Allah Azza wa Jal recording with the angels everything what I'm doing? Allah knows in this verse, أَيَّعْلَمُ كَيْفَ يَخْلُقُ. Allah Azza wa Jal knows how He created, how He originates, how He destroys, how He brings it to an end, how He opens those wings, closes those wings. This year, Allah Azza wa Jal wants to reprimand the mushrikeen in their worship of that which has no benefit nor any harm. Can't benefit, can't harm. Can't hear, can't speak. So that's where the next verse continues then. أَمَّنْ هَذَا الَّذِي هُوَ جُنْدٌ لَكُمْ يَنْصُرُكُمْ مِنْ دُونِ الرَّحْمَنِ. أي من هذا الذي يستطيع. Who are these people who can prevent, who can repel a punishment which is going to meet them? Who are these people? أَمَّنْ هَذَا الَّذِي. Or do they have, or who are these? Do these people have such armies for them who can assist them besides for Ar-Rahman, the most merciful? Ar-Rahman, the sifat is used of Allah Azza wa Jal. You've seen it just now. مَا يُمْسِكُهُنَّ إِلَّا الرَّحْمَن. Only Allah Azza wa Jal, the most merciful is used there as the quality defining, or for this particular verse. Here again, min duni ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahman, Allah's mercy is that He hasn't taken them to task as yet. Those who are walking with all this crimes that they are doing. You've seen yesterday, a Christian leader told his people that, you know what, you go out in the jungle and you starve to death, you'll get paradise. People went, they did it. So Allah alone knows what his motive was, but you can just imagine what it was. They found him, they pinpointed him, or they saw where he is, captured him, put him in prison. 73 died. Many more could be found dead because many are still missing. They fall for all of this year. Islam is pure. Islam is beautiful. You can fast, but you can't kill yourself through fasting. You can fast, but there's a way to do it. But you can't harm yourself. In that instance, you'll pass away as a major sinner. If there's food and you say, I'm not going to eat, I'll rather die. You know the ruling there. Even if it is something that is impermissible, take the Palestinian, the Gazan people. If there's no food, then they are on the verge of dying. And something that is haram, they can eat it with two conditions. One is they do not eat to their full, and the other is they don't take enjoyment in what they are doing. It's just merely to live. See the balance of Islam. Allah Azza wa Jal's mercy is that He lets these people who do all the shirk and kufr, they still carry on walking, enjoying, and they feel like they're almost untouchable? Do they have an army for them who's going to save them, who's going to rescue them, assist them, besides for Allah Azza wa Jal? Who is going to A? So Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says, A means, the meaning of this is, مَنْ يَنْصُرُكُمْ مِنِّي إِنْ أَرَدْتُ عَذَابَكُمْ. Who is going to save you from me, from Allah Azza wa Jal, when I have decided punishment for you? إِنِ الْكَافِرُونَ إِلَّا فِي غُرُورٍ. The kuffar are nothing but in a deception. أَيْمَ الْكَافِرُونَ فِي اِعْتِقَادِهِمْ. The kuffar, in terms of their beliefs, that their idols, their deities, benefit and harm, this is nothing but jahlun azimun. This is a major, major ignorance on their behalf. وَضَلَالٌ مُبِينٌ. And this is a clear-cut, open deviation. They think that their deities are going to help them. أَمَّنْ هَذَا الَّذِي يَرْزُقُكُمْ إِنْ أَمْسَكَ رِزْقَهُ. Remember the Allah Azza wa Jal said in the previous verses, وَكُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِهِ. Go and eat from his sustenance. Now question, أَمَّنْ, or do they have he who is going to يَرْزُقُكُمْ, that will help, that will provide them with sustenance, إِنْ أَمْسَكَ رِزْقَهُ, if Allah Azza wa Jal has to hold back his sustenance. أَيْ مَنْ هَذَا الَّذِي يَرْزُقُكُمْ. Who are these people that think that someone besides Allah is going to provide them with sustenance? So this here is a major, major warning and tawbih. It is the reprimanding for the kuffar. بَلْ لَجُّوا فِي عُتُوٍ وَنُفُورٍ. Rather, these people, they are totally engrossed. And what's this engagement? What is this? What is their plight that they are currently in? This here is, we said to you first in the previous verse, delusion. Ya balajju fi utuwi wa nufur. Still, they persist in rebellion and aversion. Ladju, they persist. Fi utuwi wa nufur, in rebellion and aversion. This year, this is their sad state of affairs.